your driveway and sidewalks. You need warm blankets and lanterns and batteries in case the power goes out. But it's not all boring stuff. Dad's store has a whole back wall of sleds, saucers and toboggans and even tubing ones for the big sledding hills. Pennsylvania is hilly. I try to give my dad some space when he's stressed out. Last week, my mom told me to try to notice what other people are going through. Other people have problems too. Basically, I'm selfish. I'm trying to work on this. Sigh. Who could I talk to about my three big problems? Mrs. Burgley, my wisest older friend from the woods, left me and moved to South Carolina to live near her grandchildren. She told me I could email her anytime. Ugh, I wouldn't even know how to explain it all. I tried to picture her with her hair like silver cotton candy piled on her head and her eyes that sparkled when she talked to me. I missed how she'd served me ginger tea and Oreo cookies at her cottage down the forest trail. She shared the secret with me of what to do when I felt left out and unpopular when middle school started. But now she was gone. She floated away in my mind like my fairy godmother who I didn't know how to summon back. And God? Where was God now? I lumbered up the wooden staircase to my bedroom. It's the coldest room in the house in winter. I pile loads of warm blankets and wear wool socks to bed to stay warm. I love my room because it feels like the forest, with light brown walls and my dark green bedspread. Even though it was too early to sleep, I changed into my red flannel Christmas pajamas and slid under the covers. My dad would call me down to dinner soon, but I wasn't hungry. I turned over and squished my face into my pillow. It was only Tuesday, and I was having the worst week ever. I just wanted December to end, and it literally just started. December was cold, boring, and empty. If October and November meant the beauty of a Pennsylvania autumn and my crush Stephen Rackley sitting by the fire pit with me, roasting marshmallows as we watched for the red fox, December meant cold white silence and icicles that hung down from the roof and windows like big jaws devouring my house. It's like December was eating me alive. I thought about my friends. What were they doing now? Margot was probably texting her group of popular friends all about her next viral video. Even though Margot and I were friends again, after she excluded me from her lunch table and ruined the start of my seventh grade year, it wasn't easy having a beautiful, rich, and seriously famous friend. Companies mailed Margot things just so she'd talk about their products in her videos, for example. She called it her unboxing videos, and she wore clothing I could never afford. What about Allie Wu? She was probably studying or at her mom's bakery. Allie didn't care what anyone thought about her. And she made the Fox videos from our fall science project go all over the internet. Her dad was the superintendent of our school district. I feel like Allie is always on her best behavior, and she sometimes seems impatient with me because I'm not as good at things like math or talking to people in conversation like she is. I think Allie could be president one day. Key? Where was Key? Field hockey, volleyball, indoor track, or soccer practice? I don't even know what season it is for her. Besides, she spends all her time with Matt and the boys from the soccer team. I mean, I could have texted Margot or Allie or Key, but I felt too sad and mad to talk to anyone. And Steven? Steven, my perfect crush? I thought I didn't need all Steven's attention anymore, but maybe I did. He'd rather talk to Joy Keller now. Joy Keller, supposedly my new best friend. Not anymore. I can't handle this. How does anyone survive seventh grade when you hear the worst news ever from someone who's supposed to be your new best friend? Chapter 2, A Warning. That first weekend in December, before I heard the worst news in Nature Club on Monday morning, and then more awful news on Tuesday in Mrs. Crisp's class, we had decorated the house for Christmas. We had put up garlands of pine over doorways, wreaths on the windows, and a manger scene with all kinds of wooden animals around Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and the baby Jesus. We always wait to put our Christmas tree up till the week before Christmas. We cut down a real tree from the Christmas tree farm down Route 45. My mom always lit candles that smelled like gingerbread, played Bing Crosby Christmas classics music nonstop, and when my dad lit a fire in our fireplace that night, she brought out hot cocoa and called our home our beautiful Christmas cabin. Everything felt perfect just a few days ago. Until it didn't. By the way, my mom makes the best hot cocoa from scratch. She adds vanilla to melted chocolate on the stove, slowly stirs in milk, warms it just enough so it doesn't burn the roof of your mouth, that's the worst, pours it into huge mugs, and tops it all off with homemade whipped cream with crushed candy cane pieces